Welcome to the For the Gram podcast, a podcast on how to grow your social media and small business. Join us as we discuss how we use Instagram to grow our small businesses and form social communities. Learn how we've created partnerships with each other and formed relationships with other brands. Whether you want to take your small business or your social media to the next level, or you're just looking for a fun and lighthearted podcast about the everyday, this is the For the Gram podcast. I'm Mark from Remarkable Woodworks, and I'm joined by Vic from The Stump Shop and Dom from M Inspired Living. Now, I can barely stand these two, but other people seem to enjoy them, and you got to give the people what they want. So I'll stop boring you with the intro now, and we can get on to this week's episode of the For the Gram podcast.
Sorry about that.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the For the Gram podcast. I'm Dom. I'm here with Vic. I'm here with Mark.
What up?
And what's going on, guys?
Not much,
man. Not much, man. Just
all right, nothing. Nothing's going on. So yeah, let me get right into it then.
Literally.
Tell me your problems, Dom. What's new?
I want to talk about something this week. I want to talk about hashtags, because I don't know what happened. Like, my hashtags have always done decently on posts if I go into my analytics, and sometimes they, you know, like they blow up. Lately, it's been like this week, all my posts, I've never seen this before. It's literally at pretty much zero.
For real?
Like my views or reach that's coming from hashtags is,
it's not even, it's on like, that list.
It's in single digits, which I've never seen ever. And that's, you know,
crazy.
Like, I'm not doing anything differently. I know you're not supposed to use the same hashtags all the time, but I'm kind of using from the same pool of hashtags that have historically done well for me.
Yeah. And they're not working out, eh?
No, not that's an understatement. So, I mean,
actually, I'm just, as you were saying that, I looked up a couple of my last posts, and when you go to insights under impressions, you know how it tells you from home or from explore,
that's
from
profile. What I was talking about.
I haven't seen firm hashtags on any of my posts recently. So kind of leads,
it's the same thing then.
Are hashtags, or are we just not hitting the ones that are fire? Like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe hashtags are dying. What do you think?
No. I don't think that at all. I think we don't put in enough effort, because we've kind of have that like theory, like, oh, whatever, we're like hashtags, whatever, we don't even use them anymore or whatever. But I think they have a shelf life. I think there's like, I'm trying to develop a new theory, and I need to get into a better habit of practicing what I preach. But I really do think that the way the algorithm is set up now, if you just have like a blanket of the same 15 hashtags that you use every single time, and then you just adjust like five or six, I think the algorithm picks up on that now. I think they really want you to spend more time on the app and investigating, in my personal opinion.
So then what do you do? Because what I've started doing is, if you go back, I mean, if you're interested enough, go back further on my feed. And like Mark was saying, it used to be literally hashtag the stump shop, hashtag woodworking, and then bam, bam, bam. And I switched them up a little bit per post, you know what I mean, to kind of make it relevant. And lately, what I've been doing is I'd go to the explore feed, type in a hashtag, and this is now planning my post that I'm going to be dropping, right? Mm-hmm. I'll start researching a little bit and using different hashtags that I've never used before. But I always aim for hashtags that have around the 50 to 60,000 use mark. You know, when you start typing it and it'll show you. I don't like the ones that are millions. And then I hate the ones that are like under 1,000. Like, they make me like, I don't want to use those, you know?
Well,
I feel like,
no, because who's going to search that?
Yeah. Well, 1,000 people, that's a lot. But what are the odds, right?
Like, so There is in like the Instagram news world, there is advice on different tiers. So there's different tiers of hashtags and like your exposure and how much reach you might get.
Right.
And that is one of the theories. So, you know, 5 years ago when we said like 2 million, like using a hashtag with 2 million is like the end all be all, that's now like like a 50 million now in today's world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In translation. So realistically, if your theory, like if you using or searching for hashtags that are in the 50K realm, you're technically getting less exposure, but that exposure is to more valuable people. Like those people are probably more inclined to the content that you're putting out. So that's more powerful and more likely to lead to a like a follow versus just getting onto the reach page for like, let's say 5 million, like you hit the hashtag of 5 million and you made it on there. Your reach is going to be really good, but that reach might not translate into numbers that you actually want. Right.
Yeah. And I mean, I think just the odds of getting to that explore, like the top of the explore page in like, we'll just use it again, woodworkers or podcasters of Instagram, whatever hashtag you're using that has millions, the odds of you making it to that explore page are way less than trying to get into those. You know, lately I've been doing my laundry room a lot, so I'll use like laundry room decor, like hashtags I've never ever thought of using.
Yeah.
But yeah. I look those up and then I realize, okay, man, like 60,000 people use that or certain amount of people follow that. I'll use that one. And that's kind of what I've been doing lately. And I've also heard this is I'm scared of the algorithm. I'll be honest. That's the one thing that I'm like, fuck, like I'm not scared of ghosts or, you know, animals, this and that, whatever. But the algorithm,
I'm giving him nightmares.
It does, man. But they don't like it. And I have nothing to prove this. I'm just always telling you guys what I do on my feed. Right. I don't work for Instagram, but the algorithm doesn't like it when you use hashtags that aren't relative to what you're posting, just trying to hit that popular key hashtag. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's that works against you, man. What do you guys think?
What works against you?
Like using random hashtags.
Right. Let's just say, for example, it was soccer season and it's World Cup. So you know World Cup was going to be a popular hashtag at that time. Or World Series, like whatever you want to talk about, New Year's, Happy New Year's. And you're using those hashtags on like your regular charcuterie board post just to try to get into that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I don't think that works.
I can see that because...
Because I could see people either reporting you or something where it's like...
Right. And then you get banned, part of the ban. Because exactly. There are banned hashtags too.
Yeah. But that's just kind of what I do. I've been trying to hit that certain mark and... I still think there is exposure to be found with hashtags. I just don't know about dropping 30 on every post. Though?
If why they let you use, this is my theory. Like if they let you use 30, why would they hinder you for using 30?
I don't think the platform
30?
Hinders you. I think you appear more thirsty. Like you appear more like you're trying. I'm talking to people that don't know you, but they come across your feed. I would much rather seem more personal with someone that's like using five or six like personal
that's,
hashtags.
You know what? That's not my reason for not doing it. I understand what you're saying, but I just don't use 30 anymore because I can't come up with I cannot come up with 30 different hashtags relevant. that are relevant, that don't go beyond a million, that are not below 10. I can't come up with 30 that are going to be like it's hard for me now to come up with 10.
Yeah.
And stay within all of those, you know, those stipulations. So
you guys still use them on Reels? Because Mark, you weren't for a while.
I still use them anyway. Yeah.
I haven't even. So like I'm afraid of Reels now because apparently they're a waste of time.
They're not a waste of time, man. I'm telling you right now.
Your numbers and this. So here's the thing. This is why I'm interested in having this conversation with you personally, Vic, because your numbers are there. I feel like they're made up. I see the screenshots that you send us, but I feel like you're in Photoshop editing the numbers and like sending them off.
Is it because it's IGTV?
Maybe. But I see the work that you put in behind the scenes, and that's something that I personally have talked about on here, but I haven't done any, like I haven't farmed anything. And when we're talking about hashtags right now, it's like, if you look at hashtags as like an invite to your quote unquote party, right? So you're like putting them on there and you're inviting other people to come look at your stuff. You have to go attend other people's party. You have to go look at other people's hashtags and engage in content and then get in front of new eyes. It's and I commend you for it because you're really good. Both of you guys, every time I see somebody, it's like you two have liked or commented on every single like thing that is being fed me by the time I get there. So like, I commend you guys for it. It's just, I'm exhausted even thinking about that much work and that much effort right now.
It's so much work, man. Like, I tell people that constantly where it's like, how did you get this? How did you do that? How did you blah, blah, blah? There's no secret. How many times have we said that on this podcast? There's no secret. And when it comes to hashtags, just to stay on topic, it's the same thing. I was never a big fan of cutting, you know, putting, and I know Mark, you do this and I have done it. I've never been a big fan of saving like 20 hashtags as a cut and paste in my notes and then just pasting it on a post and dropping it. I find that it could hit it off. It's almost like it's, you're not really putting in the work, right? Like I'll research hashtags the same way I'll research songs for reels and try to always pick the one that hits it off. And someone messaged me earlier this week, and I think they may listen to this podcast, so they might hear this, but they go, hey, man, like, do you ever release a bad video? And I go, what are you talking about? And at that time, I go back and I look at my last, you know, maybe four or five, and they've done really well. It's only because of what Mark said. I've put in a lot of work to get there. When I've gone beyond that, like a few months ago, I was struggling bad. I was just dropping stuff to try to stay relevant. They weren't paying off. So that's the same thing with hashtags, man. Put in a little work, and once in a while you'll hit that post going wild because of hashtags, and it kind of gives you faith that it still works.
And a lot of people would say, like, I don't think that it's working, or like whatever. Like, a lot of people have that excuse, and I'm one of those people, so I'm guilty as charged. But I think when you step back and look at it, if it's something that if you're very serious about growing, then you just have to flip that switch, right? And you have to treat it like a part-time job. If you want, if that's something that you want, then you got to put in that a little bit of work and change it up and then have that flip of a mindset. So one thing that I want to implement on my own stuff moving forward is to stop thinking about, like, we talked about niching down, or like we answered a niche question in our last episode. You got to niche down even further. So like, think of who your target audience is and what they're interested in and certain things. So let's say I'll use real estate as an example, just because like they annoy me so much because they're all the exact same, those pages. But it's like hashtag real estate. No one is going to listen to your or like come across your stuff if you're trying to sell real estate using that hashtag. It's the same as us woodworking, hashtag woodworking. It's really, really hard to get like a hit on that hashtag. But if you are a furniture builder and you're trying to sell things and your main customer is like a woman in her 30s or a mom or something like that, you can go to local high school groups or like their soccer teams or baseball teams or hockey teams. And, or like the moms of those people, like those are the ones that are going to be following those pages. You know what I'm saying? Did I go on one of those tangents again?
That's what I was just thinking in my head. I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Like mom soccer groups and stuff when we were talking about hashtags.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. The people that are following those hashtags, those are the people that are more likely going to turn your, if you're looking to sell product on Instagram and you're using like a hashtag to do that for you, you don't necessarily have to hashtag charcuterie board. You can hashtag Woodbridge Soccer Club. Because those are the people that are going to be like turn into sales necessarily. This is kind of
Or racist. Locations, right? Like it's it's a racist. You're a hashtagist. But I do that with locations, man. Like how do you think someone that lives in Canada or states builds up that location to be their highest audience? Obviously, because that's where your friends and family are, but when you're in the thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers, your friends and family really make up like a very, very small part of your following. So to get popular in your own neighborhood or in your own town, I do that a lot. Yeah. I'll drop like the hashtag Newmarket or hashtag York Region, hashtag GTA. And then Toronto is a tricky one because when you put hashtag Toronto, now you're into like the millions.
Yeah.
So you got to break it down, like Mark was saying, hashtag Toronto woodworkers, or even further, right? Like
to neighborhoods, right? Like you could break it right down to even little things like hashtag Bay Street, or like little tiny things that are like in when I'm seeing like niche all the way down, you're more likely to get, sure, your reach is going to go down because you're not in front of as many people necessarily, but it's the power of those people that you're exposed to. That's what you're looking for. It's just, I don't want to discredit that and saying like, it's so simple because it's very, very, it's fucking hard. Like you said, to come up with 30 of them, to come up with like, you're not just coming up with 30. You probably have to come up with like 120 basically that you can siphon through and pick and choose based on whatever content that you're putting out. But like, it's exhausting. It's super hard. And it's very, very difficult to stay on task when you open up Instagram and you want to research hashtags. And then all of a sudden, like, one of Vic's 7 amazing reels pops up and you're just trying to like not get fall into that rabbit hole of watching all of his content, you know?
Calm down now. Calm down. I just posted one today that I don't think will do well. So
I just watched it. It's phenomenal. So,
oh, is it good? Okay, thanks.
That's
he's gonna unlike everything. He's gonna go back and unlike all my feet.
Refuse to give you any analytics.
That's one thing. Sorry, just let me make my comment.
Are you still hear them?
And it, you know what? It was even gonna compliment you too, but now I don't want to say it anymore. I was gonna say, because Mark was saying not going down the rabbit hole. I think that's one really important thing, and it's something that Vic brought up either last episode or 2 episodes ago, is that you go on to the app with a specific task in mind, right? If you have 10 minutes, you're going to say, I'm going to spend these 10 minutes liking a bunch of posts, or I'm going to spend these 10 minutes answering DMs. I think that that's super important to stay on task like that and try to avoid going down the rabbit hole, because that's happened to everybody. That happens to me. I go on there thinking, I'm going to answer a couple DMs, 5 minutes later, and then 45 minutes later, all I did was watch reels. Right?
You know, one of the newest things I've started doing, if you guys are curious, music. I've really started researching music. So I'll tell you how. Okay. This might be off topic from hashtags, but this is a good piece of advice for anyone out there that's wants to put good music to their reels. And not like all of mine are good music. A lot of the times I'll just pick a rap song from the 90s that I loved. But what I've been doing a lot lately is I'll go to 2 things. I'll go to Spotify, and you can actually search in Spotify viral TikToks or viral reels, and they have their own playlist. And I press play and I sit there on my 45 minute drive home going, wouldn't work well with my vids. Next. I like that. So I'll screenshot it. Next. I don't like this one. Next. I love this one, and it's a popular song. It'll work well with my style. Screenshot it. Right. So I'm doing the research always, not just for songs, for hashtags, for just everything. Like, now I know that, or I've heard that your caption is searchable. I don't know if that's true or not. So I've started putting a lot more stuff in my caption, like what I'm actually doing in that video, like finishing, countertop, polyurethane, laundry room, just because if it is searchable, like we always, the difference between our podcast and a lot of other...
Don't talk shit, man. Don't talk shit.
I'm not talking... No. I'm not
talking
shit.
Don't you dare talk shit, all right?
No, we always say... We'll talk about what's worked for us.
Right.
Okay. Right. That's what I was getting at. It's like, I don't work for Instagram. So I'm just saying, I don't know if captions are fucking searchable. That's all I'm saying. But I've heard it is. So why not try to capitalize on that? Right.
One thing I love about what you said there is on your drive home. So like, it's so easy
to just after a hard day's work or even going into work, like you're a dad, you are constantly on the go. Like those, I savor those moments, like those drives to me. Like I don't even listen to radio anymore. I just kind of like zen out and it's quiet. But I love the fact that you're like, it's so simple to make use of that time, right? Instead of either zoning out or like listening to the radio or like different things, like you're still, it's easy to put on music and vibe to the music and be like, yeah, but you still have that kind of like kicking in the background that you can utilize that time to make use of it in the future. So that's a really good like takeaway that I can put in my back pocket. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's just if you have that few minutes, then, you know, I also listen, don't get me wrong, I'll listen to a lot of old rap and podcasts and other, I've started listening to a true crime podcast that I'm in love with, so that's great, it kills my drives. But the other day, when you know you're going to be posting that night, boom, start doing some research and finding songs that you like, and that's for reels, right? That's the only option you have for songs or stories. But
I've been using the business suite for Facebook to like plan out posts and stuff like that. I mean, I haven't used it in like all week this week, but you have, I used it last week and I loved it. It was great, like just for still pictures and just kind of like posting things and stuff. But specifically getting back on the topic about hashtags, there is a third party app, and I know we're not huge fans on those, and I don't even know the name of it, so I don't know why I brought it up. But I think it's called like 8020 or 2080.
Look it up and then put it in the show notes if
I will. Do our listeners. And it basically is, it's You have to log in through your Instagram, if I'm not mistaken, but it just allows you to search for like hashtags. So it avoids that whole rabbit hole falling down. So like if you want to do research, you're at a computer, you can go on this website and just search for hashtags and then kind of write them down and like keep like an actual clip of like notebook clipboard thing of them, list. And then that way you can utilize those hashtags when you're on the go. And I think I've mentioned about like the tip in the iPhone where you can like make a shortcut. Yeah. The only thing that I would recommend is just having different blocks, right? And I'll say like when I'm building a deck, I can't use the same hashtags that I do when I'm doing like trim carpentry. Like it just fails for me. So yeah, I would just recommend like having a deck, like bank of hashtags, and then
Switching them up. Don't always use the same ones. Yeah, kind of rotate through them, right?
But I like the whole 30 thing. I don't know, like I don't know why, but I.
So that's what I was just about to ask you. Okay, so Mark, go. How many hashtags do you post?
30.
You count 30 every time.
No, but I have a bank of like 20. Five, and then I use five hashtags, which is a stupid system, and I think that it's broken. It's not working for me, so I want to change it, and maybe I will. But
put in the work, man. New hashtags.
I am encouraged for sure.
Every week, every post, you do fresh hashtags for that post. Like, don't cut and paste. Don't do anything. Just new ones. Like, just get creative and just go outside the norm and see if it works. I mean, if that's what you're interested in, right? Like, just switch it up a little. Let me ask you guys about stories. Dom, you pump out a story. Talk to me about hashtags. Do you put any? Do you think they work?
You know what? I don't put them as much as I probably should. I do put them, I'd say, probably about half the time. And then a lot of the time I'll hide them, right? I'll just make them really small or hide them behind something. But you know what? I don't know, because sometimes a story with some hashtags will blow up, and you got to think it's because of the hashtag, because it'll have way more views than the story before it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Which doesn't make any sense, right? Usually it kind of like slowly drops the number. It doesn't, you know, go and then go up. And back
the stories
down.
Are search. They come back in the search under explore, right? So if you if you search a hashtag, you know, Dom, and all the stories that have hashtag Dom will be in that search.
Yeah.
So someone could find you that way, right? If you hit up a good hashtag. Did you guys know 10 is the max number in a story?
In a story,
I didn't know that. 30 for a post, 10 is the max for a story. So
I'm convinced now people only follow me for stories. I think people think my content is shit and they only will watch my stories now just because my story views are really good. Like, I'm very happy with how many, like, I get on average like 4,000 views per story.
That's great, man. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm really, really happy with that. So it's kind of taken away, and that's, I'm not trying to come up with an excuse or anything, but it's just kind of taken away from like my willingness to care about the feed, if that makes any sense. Yeah. It's just the last couple of months, I'm more excited now to like showcase or like do a story on like different things that I'm doing. And I'm noticing more, way more like DMs and way more like views. It's just not translating into follows.
So then, you know how you can maybe work on or take that to your advantage? I just thought of this now, is make sure you do a lot of highlights, right? Because because if someone comes on your feed and sees your, like, someone doesn't know Mark, doesn't know your life, like we all know you, like you don't have to post for a year. I would still never unfollow you. But if I don't know Mark and I come on his feed and I look at his post and I'm like, ah, man, this guy hasn't posted since like, you know, 4 months ago.
Right.
But I don't really know that you're posting stories every day and see you. Mm. Then you should make a lot of good highlights and update those regularly. Change up the picture, the writing, just make those.
Do you guys watch people's highlights though? I never check people's highlights out. So I feel like it's a waste of time.
You know what? I only watch highlights if I'm already interested in the account for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of do sometimes, but once again, it depends on the highlight itself. Like what makes me want to click on that highlight? Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be some good reason. It's not a yes or no. Like, yes, I have many times. And then a lot of the times I don't. Right.
Okay. Interesting. I have two questions for you guys. You spit them off however you want. I don't care. But they are hashtag related. So in 2020, are you putting your hashtags in the comments or are you putting them into your actual caption?
You mean it's 2021?
Right? Is that what you're in? Holy shit.
You just got me thinking for a sec. Like,
my bad. Shit.
I've never put them in the comments. I've always put them in the caption.
Really?
I've never once in my Instagram career put them as a comment.
I started putting them in my comments now. And I'm not getting any, nothing.
In my caption, I put dot, dot, dot so that it's, I separate it. It looks clean, but it's always in my caption every single time. And in my caption, I don't do 30. No, I've been averaging. Main reason what Dom said, because I'm trying to be unique, but also trying to reach that in between that window of whatever 10 to 100,000, I can't come up with 30 good ones. And then usually I'm in a rush, or like even today, I was like, I got to pump out this reel before the chat that the three of us just had with the, our sponsor there or whatever. But a lot of the times I'm in a rush and I just don't have time for hashtags. I've dropped reels like Mark and not done hashtags. I've only done that, I think, once or twice, but I didn't really notice the difference. So maybe hashtag on reels is a hoax. I don't know.
I think it's a hoax. I honestly think it's a hoax.
We don't have the right answer. We don't have the exact answer. We don't know.
Also, okay. So Dom, I feel like I already know your answer to this, but in 2021, are hashtags dead? Question mark.
No, I don't think they're dead.
I don't think they're dead at all.
So they're still an important tool.
You know what? I think they're an important tool, but I think they're a lot more work than they used to be.
Yeah, totally.
I think it was way easier, like whatever it was a couple years ago when you could do whatever, 28 hashtags, and I just used the same ones every day.
Yeah, exactly.
And they worked, and they were great.
Remember how excited we'd get? Woodworkers of Instagram, and then you and I would be at the top.
Yeah.
So we'd screenshot it and send it to each other and be like, I'm in the top of Woodworkers of Instagram or something. Back, you know why, though? Because there was like seven people using that hashtag back.
It was so much easier. Now you're worried about how many people have used it and if it's banned and if it's too similar to other ones you've been using. It's, which is all part of the reason why I don't do 30. It's impossible. I can't come up with that many.
You really are old, eh? Like back in the old days, just reminiscing, living back in the day, just which was really like 3 years ago.
Hey, here. Yes. I've been secretly scrolling my feed here looking for even one post where I can give you hashtag analytics. Like it took me like I've just gone back to 6 weeks ago before I hit a post where it says from hashtags, I got 7,000 impressions out of the 65,000 on that one post. So
it's 10%. It's still a small number.
10%, and I'm excited about that.
Say that again. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. My wife is having a bath right above me, and that's all I was focusing on is whether or not you guys can hear this running water. It's super annoying. Okay. Say that again.
Can't hear anything. But...
Okay. I'm sorry.
I've never seen someone so mad at someone having a bath.
Will you keep it down? I'm trying to pot over
Mark
here.
Mark would hate me. I have like two baths a day.
I know. You send me fucking selfies every time you're in the
Don't. I've only done it twice today.
At least five times.
Just today. 7,000.
Never mind.
Buddy, you know what's funny? The guys at work were, this was a couple months back, but they were making fun of me for used to having post stories in the bath. Did you guys ever follow me back?
You like, did, or, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember? He once sent me a video of
him in the bath
eating a chicken leg in the shower.
Yeah, exactly.
Asking me, is this too ridiculous to post?
To post, yeah.
Did I ever end up posting that? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Can you imagine the hashtags on that?
I think I said something to you like, well, what's the matter with you? And
yeah. Yeah, I do.
There was a good stint where I would text Vic, and every single time he was in the bath. Like, I'm not kidding you. It was to the point where he's like, "You are not going to believe this," yeah. And it would just be like a screenshot of his feet in the bath. Like, it was, I don't know.
That's where I do all my basically Instagramming and editing on my videos. Honestly, I look at that as like 20 to 30 minutes of me time. Right. Lock the door and. And then I come out all wrinkly with the edited video, you know.
I hate baths.
So before we go, I want to ask you.
What?
I haven't had a bath since I was 9 years old.
Bro, I'm 7 feet tall. You ever try to put these legs in a bathtub? It's ridiculous.
This guy needs it extra wide for his fucking Michael Phelps shoulders over here.
Hey, listen,
that guy's still alive.
I want to ask you guys a question before we go.
Let's just wrap up this episode here. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Sorry, the elderly Italian wants to say
I'm something. Just wrap it up. I'm going to go watch television. I got to find my television converter.
And tune into your favorite program.
No, listen, seriously. I was reading an article earlier today. What do you think is the top post, the top hashtag used so far in 2021? It didn't tell me how many times it's been used, but it's the pandemic. Number one.
What? Pandemic or
20? No, COVID. It's not pandemic. Actually, that's not even because I pulled it back up now.
New
that's
normal.
Not even in like the top.
Stay at home.
No.
Hold on, we'll get back to that in a second.
All right.
Speaking of stay at home and like what the whole vaccine tag, have you seen that now? And like the
gym? Yeah. Buddy, those things blow your stories up, man.
Dude, they won't let you hide them anymore.
Yeah, they don't let you hide them. They don't let you shrink them.
If you try to shrink them, they like pop back up. It's like the
I've hidden a couple of those before.
Because they caught on to that.
I know. But fuck, that was such a good cheat code, you know?
I was using the Chinese New Year one. And like,
yeah, me too. I wouldn't
record stories for like 2 weeks.
You know? Me too. Those will blow you up, yeah.
Yeah. That's funny, man.
All right, go back. Yeah. The suspense is killing me. So, and I have the tag.
What is it?
So the top hashtag so far of 2021 is beach.
What? Beach?
Beach. Can you believe that?
B or P?
No, B. B. Beach.
The
B.
Beach.
That was so
like maybe a lot of people are like dreaming.
That was the worst.
But that's what surprised me. Maybe a lot of people are missing going on vacation. You made
this was the terrible ending.
We need to send out some stickers or t-shirts for number people like this far.
I'll tell you the top five. Number two is L for L, which I guess is like for like.
That's what? Stupid. Oh, L for L. Okay, yeah.
I guess there's a lot of 14-year-olds using Instagram.
Like for like.
Number three is blogger. That's kind of surprising too. Blogger at number three.
Blogger.
Number four is Insta Daily. And number five is LOL. Those are the top five so far.
Wow, of this year. Eh? Fuck off. Those all suck.
You guys want to know something interesting? What is the most tagged place in Canada?
Ooh. Yeah,
guess.
Banff.
No.
YYZ.
Location. No.
Niagara Falls?
No.
Yellowknife.
Would you just tell us?
Yeah, I was just getting to that. It's Scotiabank Arena.
Shut up. Really?
Isn't that crazy?
I guess everyone always tags when they go to a game.
Lake Louise was number two.
Lake Louise, yeah.
So it's even the arena. It's not even actually like a city or something.
I know. It's Scotiabank Arena. So I just found that to be super interesting.
Well, not this year, that's for sure.
Right?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Those are my fun facts.
Scotiabank Arena is where the Toronto Raptors and the Maple Leafs play, by the way, for...
And they have concerts and stuff like that, too.
Oh, yeah, concerts.
Did you guys ever go to Maple Leaf Gardens, or you're not that old?
I was way too young. Vic's
old enough to...
I went to one Leafs game and one Rock game at the Maple Leaf Gardens, and then I went to the Loblaws recently that's in the Maple Leaf Gardens. Oh,
that's in there, yeah.
It's really nice, man. It's really nice. And they still have the center ring, like the center rink spot where it was originally in the middle of a grocery aisle. It's pretty cool. You can go there and they're like, this was where center ice was, you know.
I think at the time when they started redoing all of that thing, I think you were able to buy like the seats for like some ridiculous price.
Yeah.
Buy two seats and put them in your house if you wanted.
All I know is when we were growing up and we'd go into the city, my dad used to just like rave about how good of a place this was. And then you look at pictures and it was such a shithole. Like,
what, the Maple Leaf Garden?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, it was a shit.
That was like a old style arena. Like, what do you want?
State of the art.
Nah, man. I remember going when I was a kid and the Raptors came out. Like, the Raptors came out when I was like 10. And we went and we were going down. And he, like, my dad was raving about how good, like, he's like, this Air Canada Center is a joke. And, like, because it was state of the art back then, and he was all like,
had air conditioned washer.
Listen,
I remember
when the Sky Dome opened.
Yeah, man.
Are you? I was like, what was Jesus like as a child? Holy shit!
I think I was in grade four, maybe.
Dahl went to the Sky Dome opening for his 40th birthday.
Serious? I remember I was like in grade four or grade five, and they had a contest to name it, like who would name, and I don't know how they. Some lady won with the name Sky Dome, and she won. I don't know if she still has them, but she won two seats for life to every event. That was
that's so cool.
She probably still has it.
For naming it. That was, you got two seats, the same two seats for life to everything that went on there.
That's so cool.
It's a great thing. There's literally nothing going on there for the last year.
They did the same thing with the Raptors. That's why they're called the Raptors, because Jurassic Park was such a movie back then. So that was like one of the things. That's why.
I guess that they did come out. They did get the team around that time, when Jurassic Park came out.
So fun facts about Canada.
Anyways, we just kind of digressed there. Hashtag Canada, hashtag Raptors, hashtag right. Scotiabank.
What the fucking tailspin that one?
I'm going to go have a bag of ketchup chips now, and Mark's going to go drink a bag of milk.
We are Audi 5000. Thanks so much to all of our patrons that constantly help support the show. If you've listened this far, we would love it if you could check us out on patreon.com/forthegrampodcast. Also, check out our Instagram page because that's where we get a lot of the questions into our DM. We've been saving them for mailbag episodes. That's been working out awesome. So having said that, there is no mailbag in this episode, but we'll see you soon for the next one.
Yeah, ciao. Some mailbags. We have something to talk about on the next episode, would you?
Yeah, send us some stuff, man. Don't ignore
review.
Us.
Leave us a review. Would it kill you?
So basically, become our patron. Leave us a review. Send us a message to our mailbag.
Like all of our content. Comment all of our content. Yeah. Send and save everything we do.
Everything. Thanks for listening. Hashtag for the grand podcast. Hashtag ciao.
Don't make me laugh. I can't whistle when I laugh. It's physically impossible.
Goodbye for now.
Look at Dom's chin.
What's wrong with my chin?
90s rapping.
Yep.
Eh?